Welcome to the Rocket Postgame Show. We have with us today defensive coordinator Vince Clark and head coach Al Starnes. Coach Starnes coming off of the first victory of the season, Warrior Bowl victory over Hopkins Central 21-6. Your boys played pretty well out of the chute.
You know, Chris, we were pleased with them. We were excited to see the kids play hard. You know, what we liked was the fact that we knew we were not in the best shape. But we fought through that. We had some kids that were tired, and they fought through it, and they hung in there and played real hard. But and more importantly, I thought that some of our kids matured, and we could see that on the field. You know, I felt like that the biggest maturity that I've seen this year is out of Eli Bebout, and he's playing outstanding. His attitude is great. His work ethic is great. And therefore, his play was great Saturday night. So, you know, that shows. And also felt like that Clint Asbridge matured quite a bit from last year. And, you know, we have to have that in order to have success this season. So, you know, we're very pleased with the effort of the kids and very pleased to come away with a win.
Of course, Grant Gardner was the big story on offense, 216 yards on 33 carries. You didn't expect him to be the workhorse like that and have to carry that much load, and hopefully he doesn't have to do that every game.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew going into this game that that Grant was the one that has the moves. He's not a fast back, but he's very shifty. And if you watch him run the ball, he makes several moves and actually had people that were in position to tackle him. He cuts it back. Gains 10 yards after that, so you know that's what we like. But again, he's playing defense. He plays special teams. So you know we were looking to possibly go to him 20 times a game, and so we were looking at spelling others at that point. So and that means that we were looking at Zach Tinsley running the ball some. We were figuring him running the ball 10 to 15 times a game. Brendan Phillips, we were looking at trying to run the football 10 to 15 times a game, and then try to throw the ball about 10 times a game. That's what we were looking at going into this year. We wanted to control the offense, long sustaining drives, take time off the clock, and limit the number of plays that the offense has. So that's what our game plan was, and then we went into it, and we had all of our backs hurt. We had three starting backs that were out, and then we had to try to open it up a little bit to try to find ways to get first downs and get yardage. So, you know, that's what we're looking at, and, you know, we were very pleased with the effort. Dylan Hollis came in and did an excellent job when Brendan, you know, Brendan, he didn't practice all week because of his toe. He wanted to try to gut it out, and he did. He did a great job for us, both offense and defense, until he re-aggravated it, and that's what I'm afraid is going to happen with him throughout the course of this year.
Right, and Brendan played early in that game, actually scored a touchdown. He has a bad case of turf toe, and what happened? Did he re-injure the toe? He didn't play, I don't think, at all second half, did he?
No, he was chasing one of the flares, and, you know, he said he felt something pop. And, you know, it's basically the same thing that happened when we were scrimmaging at Graves County. And it's just one of those injuries that did turf toe. It's a sprained big toe, and there's really nothing you can do about it. And anybody that's had it like I have, knows that it is a very painful injury, and it's hard to push off and accelerate. And the only thing that helps it is rest, and it's just, you know, it's hard to rest and want to play and try to get back in there. So, you know, hopefully we can get him back. Hopefully we can get Zach Tinsley back. We will have Lane Wallace back. He'll be ready to go. So there's at least one we know of that'll come back. And so that'll help us out because we're going to have to run the football and sustain the drives for this week as well.
Coach Clark on defense, just a stellar performance, had three interceptions and just stuffed them on the ground.
Yeah, I was really proud of our defense. You know, you anticipate your kids are going to play good first game, you know, game-like situations. And, you know, our total defense responded well. Up front, Stephon and Eli led the way. But, you know, Devin played good on the end, had a couple tackles for a loss. I think overall we had nine tackles behind the line of scrimmage over the night. Big Ryan McDowell. Ryan came in and did a good job and got a couple tackles. And, you know, we're trying to get him ready, you know, to be a player. He's a force to be reckoned with up front. I was really proud of our inside linebackers, Brendan and Bobby. They had about four solos each and played excellent. Both of those guys got interception apiece. Grant Gardner got the other interception. Our defensive backs continue to get better, you know. As overall, we kept Hopkins Central to 32 yards rushing, and they had just over 100 yards passing, which most of those came from two pass plays over the night. So, you know, and we got to play a lot of kids, you know. I mean, we were trying to rest Grant on defense so that he could go on offense, and Dustin Roberts came in, played a good supporting role there. Dylan Hollis came in and spelled Brendan at Mike linebacker, and he did a good job. So, I mean, overall, we was really pleased with the effort.
Well, I know, Coach Starnes, you had been pleased with the defense too. It was just one of those games, and then we put it to Hopkins Central now. We beat them two games in a row to start the season in the Warrior Bowl, and this is just a great event to get the season started, and a great way to start it.
Yeah, you know, and I was pleased with the defense overall performance until they let them score down there at the end and made the game close again.
Then we had
to go back and retake the game offensively by scoring and answering their scores. So, you know, but Chris, there's several kids that we are very pleased with and proud of. You know, all those kids. You know, Jacob Young did an excellent job coming in, and he's got some skills and talent. We've got Dakota Stone. That continues to get better with confidence and stuff like that. And, you know, Noah Dickerson did a great job. You know, and it's just those types of kids that make it fun for us to coach, to come in and their pleasure. And it's nice for us to be able to go out with a win and play a lot of kids like we did. And not play a lot of kids because we were blowing a team out or we were getting blown out, but in crucial type situations. So, you know, I thought Austin Dunkerson did a great job. He played both offense and defense until we put Ryan McDowell in to all the time for the second half in order to give rest for Austin to be on offense. And that's what we're going to have to try to do. And we are trying to make a conscious effort for kids to get rest throughout the course of the game. And that's what we have to make sure that we do throughout this whole year. And so with kids, younger kids that are coming up and playing and being able to play and show that they can play, then, you know, it makes it easier for us to put some kids in there. You got Dylan Hollis, Austin Sitar, who we think could possibly play some varsity. And, you know, so we're looking at some kids to come in and spell some of the kids so we can get some rest.
Well, I know we're going to see a lot of kids playing Friday night down at the David Sadler Bowl against Trigg County, and we'll be excited to watch you come out in game two of this season. 21-6 victory to open the 2012 campaign over Hopkins Central. Congratulations on the opening win, and we'll touch base again later in the week and provide you a podcast on the Trigg County matchup. You want to make one other announcement here?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to just mention the players of the game. We had Grant Gardner of Offensive Player of the Game. He had 33 carries, 216 yards, had some passing yardage as well. Defensive Player of the Game was Stefan Cozard. He had 32 tackling points. He had three tackles behind the line of scrimmage, had nine RBIs. We had Eli Bebout, played an outstanding game. He was the lineman of the week. He had three solo tackles and assist, had three tackles behind the line of scrimmage and seven RBIs. And Micah Holloman continues to get better and improve in our special teams and kicking, and he was special teams player of the week.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later in the week. Coach Clark, Coach Starnes, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris.